Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our 66 summary verses of the Bible. Joining me again today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew as we continue to go through these books of the Bible in chronological order. We rejoice in the opportunity to try to look at these summary verses of each book to get a better feel of what that whole book is about and to remember the hand of the Lord throughout the history of the world. Nathaniel, would you like to read through our verse for today from the 66 summary?
Absolutely. We're taking a look at 2 Samuel. So last time we looked at the book of 1 Samuel, and our summary verse is found in the middle of that book, chapter 22, verse 2. I'm reading from the ESV. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Last time, Neil, you and I talked a little bit about 1 Samuel and the transition from judges to the monarchy. Saul was king, and then we have the anointing of David, who's going to become king. And 2 Samuel is going to pick up that history. So we're continuing on in the story of God's history of the Old Testament. And we see the rise of David. We've seen the struggles with Saul, and we're going to see that triumph. He's going to become king. He's going to reign over a united kingdom. We're going to see him bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and the Lord is going to institute the Davidic covenant. So these are some of the things that are going to take place. The Lord is going to give victory to David over the enemy nations that surround Israel. So this is the beginning part of it. It looks wonderful, but we see how David has this confidence in our passage. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. And how the Lord has delivered him from Saul. He's delivered the enemies of the nations into his hand. He has given him this throne, and he has established that it is through David that the Messiah is finally going to come. But that quickly changes. About halfway through 2 Samuel, we see that David begins to sit back and sort of has a self-confidence, and as a result, the bottom falls out. There's a situation with Bathsheba, the adultery with Bathsheba, the murder of Uriah. The child that is born of that union dies. And then the Lord talks about how, because of his rebellion, there's going to be struggles in the family of David from that time forward. So you have Absalom and some of the other sons, there's these struggles in the family of David that is going to continue to plague him for the rest of his life. And even through all of that, and maybe even especially during those times, this passage becomes that theme. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord is with David through all of that, through the ups and the downs of life. And that's such an important thing for us too, Neil, as we face the difficulties of this life, to realize that it's not just during the good times that the Lord is our rock and our strength and our deliverer, but it's especially during those difficult times that we can put our confidence in the Lord, knowing that he is beside us, that he is our fortress that we can trust in. So it's a beautiful summary as we take a look at this period again of David's life and the application for us today. What do you think about the passage and how it fits with the life of David or 2 Samuel?
Well, you touched on some great application already, so I'll try to just summarize my thoughts. You know, as David's perceiving this by using those words rock, fortress, and deliverer, those are three quick points I want to make. Think of it when David was first anointed, no idea what he was doing as king, totally overwhelmed with everything, having a foundation of faith to build on the rock who is Christ, as Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You see that in David's early years as he's fleeing from Saul, as he's being hunted down for his very life. That's really where you see that fortress idea of the Lord, the Jehovah God, the one who David knew would be that fortress for him, a place of refuge, whether he's hiding in a cave or on the run or, you know, overwhelmed by surrounding nations in his reign as king, the Lord was his fortress, a place of security, a place of confidence, a place of comfort. And then, as you look at that last word, I think that's really important, especially because of what you mentioned, as the Lord being David's deliverer. Because now you think about all the Psalms, which we're going to talk about in an upcoming podcast, about how David struggled with depression, guilt, sadness for his sin, whether it be Bathsheba or being lazy as a king at times or being cocky or proud at times, things we can all relate to and apply to ourselves today that deliver from sin, that deliver from guilt, from the shame of the blood that he had shed. All of those things, the Lord was his eternal deliverer. And that's why that's a great transitional thought into our next passage we're going to be doing next time, as we see the Psalms of David and other kings who wrestled with these things about the Lord needing to be their rock, their fortress, and their deliverer. So with those thoughts, Nathaniel, would you like to close us in prayer?
Yeah, I'd like to close with a prayer of Frederick Mann that's found in our hymnal, and I think it's quite fitting with the life of David. So we pray, "My God, my Father, make me strong when tasks of life seem hard and long, to greet them with this triumph song, Thy will be done. With confident and humble mind, freedom in service I would find, praying through every toil assigned, Thy will be done. All power is here and round me now, faithful I stand in rule and vow, while 'tis not I, but ever Thou, Thy will be done." Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.